Fill it in so you can just hit submit now.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, can you see we have canceled up all the transactions that was been attempted by those people, sir. All right?
I have no idea what you said or what you mean because I see at the screen that it failed.
All right, because we have canceled up the transaction which was been attempted by those people. All right, so don't worry about anything, just wait.
Okay, I'm waiting.
And sir, we have already, because all the cancellation emails have become. And what are you doing today, sir? Like, are you will be outside somewhere or you will be at your home?
I'll be in Zurn, because I can't go anywhere. I can't walk, you see. I just walked downstairs to have a cigarette. And I walked back up and it took me 4 minutes to come up the 12 step stairs.
Oh my goodness. So tomorrow from the early morning I will call you up, okay? If today we will be not done. All right. And
I'll
make
be
sure
in.
Can you see? Because early morning I will be giving you a call. Early morning, okay?
Well I'll get up at 6 or 7.
All right.
But I have my morning ritual at which I must take my shower, I must take my medication, I've got to do my blood pressure thing, I've got to do my temperature, and I've got to eat
okay,
my meals.
I will call you up like after 8 or 9,
yeah.
It will be better?
That's right, that should be better.
All right.
Are you guys going to be here all day again tomorrow?
No, not all day, sir, because today also we might not harass you this much, but sir, the email, the cancellation email are not coming up to you. That's the reason we are waiting you up. Because the guy that you were talking to earlier, he has already completed her shift and he has been moved, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, right, sir. So you're going home shortly too?
Yes, right now. I'm just setting up this thing with you, all right? Don't worry,
right,
sir. We will be shifting each and everything, we will be changing all of your information, we will be securing and provide you the new account. Okay?
I'll close my computer down and I won't open it until somebody tells me to do that.
Alright, don't do anything. No, if somebody calls you, even don't talk to them. Only you are going to talk to us, alright? Don't talk to anyone.
Yeah, well, I have to because one of the guys has a birthday today. And I was supposed to call him, but I haven't been able to.
Your friends and your family members, like, you can, don't talk to the sales or a marketing person. You can talk to your, the person whom you know, you can talk to them, like your family members. Now, sir, can you log into your SendJoy once again? Your SendJoy account?
My what account? My bank account?
SendJoy. Yeah, your SendJoy bank account. Login.
My standard bank account. Is that Commonwealth Bank or is that another one?
No. Another one.
Which one?
Login. Click on Logon.
I haven't got a logon. I have to type in the bank name bank do you need?
SendJoy Bank. It's ST.
SendJoy Bank. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can get that, but... Oh, here it is. I'm still on it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's logged off. Sorry, I've got to do it again. That's not a problem. It comes by itself. I just have to wait a while before I get all the information up here.
Since how long, sir, you are facing the problem with your leg? Like, you are not able to walk properly. Since how long?
I am very... I go to bed normally at 10. But not this time because I have to stay up because I have to unwind first from this computer business. I'm logging into this St. George one here, but I can't log into that one. That one is all
over. Leave your computer, now log in.
Yeah, well, there is...
Leave your mouse,
yeah,
I will help you. Leave the mouse.
Well, here is St. George is somewhere here.
Leave the mouse. Leave your mouse.
Here it is.
Now,
the little
now log
dragon.
Yeah, now log. Yeah, log on. The dragon one.
The logger. Yes. Okay, everything goes automatically except one little thing, and that is the security number. Because you guys don't
right.
know that.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'll fill it in.
Alright.
So now we can log on.
Yeah.
It was the only security feature in St. George that I paid treasure because a few people have tried to look at my account and they couldn't.
Oh, okay.
And I got a message from my bank. They want to know something.
Wait,
so
don't do now. Leave the computer. Leave the computer.
I've seen my account. 343-104-67-1-890.
Yeah.
It's all in order.
Yeah.
But no money has been added yet.
No, no, sir. You will be, because we are working, we are trying to secure you. Since a long time, we are with you on the call. So how the money can be get released out?
Okay. Can I read my messages on the screen?
No, no, don't do anything. Leave the computer now. Leave it.
Okay. If I leave the computer, I'll go and watch TV.
Okay.
What is cardless?
Yeah, this is a one kind of payment, sir.
Somebody has taken some credit off my
Yeah, now you understand.
Card.
Yeah, the money will
yeah.
be coming back, sir. Don't worry about that. We have already cancelled those payment, so the funds will be returned back to you, okay? Don't worry about
it. I'm just checking because I happen to remember my Visa card account.
Wait. Don't do anything. Wait. Leave the computer now.
I am leaving it. I'm not touching it. The payee has got no limits.
We are checking because we, these are the payee. Do you got?
I got no limits. As long as it's under $5,000, sir.
Now, what those people did to you, sir, what they are doing is, I will let you know, since a long time we have had a conversation with you, so now we are getting to the main point. What those people did to you, they have targeted your Retirement Access Plus account.
Uh-huh.
Can you see what is the available balance on your Retirement Plus?
Somebody been touching my Retirement Plus account?
Yes, Retirement Plus Savings Account.
They can't touch that because it's limited. And I wrote it down the other day, and it sounds to me like it's all right. And no money has been raised from it. To complete freedom, yes, some money has been raised. And the Visa, some money has been raised. So
that's what I'm trying to tell you. So they are trying to take out all of your money, sir. They are trying to target a big, huge amount from your Retirement Access Plus Savings Account. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
All right. Now just wait. Don't do anything.
I'm not doing anything.
Now, what you need to do is, from your Retirement Access Plus, from your St. George, have you tried to transfer any money to your Commonwealth Bank?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So from your Retirement Access Plus, you need to transfer $5,000 to your Commonwealth Bank because those people are trying to withdraw the $5,000 from your Retirement Access. So you are exceeding the daily limit, so they will not be able to withdraw that. Okay?
Okay.
click on that Retirement Access Plus Savings account, and you know your Commonwealth Bank account, right?
Hang on. This is very dangerous what I'm now doing because I'm taking money and sending it somewhere else.
No, no, you are sending it into your Commonwealth Bank account, sir, not to anyone else, okay?
Okay. I'll try to wait for that.
Yeah, click on Retirement Access. Yeah, transfer.
And how much, money does that come out?
For 5,000. Transfer 5,000.
Transfer between my accounts, transfer funds within Australia. That's what I'm doing. And it's not complete freedom. I have never done this before. And as far as I know, nobody has touched my retirement account.
Yes, those are the bad people, sir. Those are the bad people. Now you need to select your Commonwealth Bank one.
Hang on, I don't have my account from the Commonwealth Bank. It's not here.
You don't have?
I don't have the account for my Commonwealth Bank. Why not? I have money here.
You have never transferred that?
I have never sent money to my Commonwealth Bank. Let me just see if... Yeah, I don't have the Commonwealth Bank on there. I'll have to go there and see what the account is.
Yes, yes. Go to the Commonwealth Bank account. Should I help you?
Yes. I can do it. I've got to do it on my computer. Can I log into the Commonwealth?
Yeah, log in.
Okay. I've got to get a...
Microsoft Edge.
Yeah, which one is there? Which one is available?
Wait. What I'm doing is I'm helping you. Wait. Leave the computer on mute.
This is strange. This is toolbox. So I can kill that and do it here. But first I'm going to, let me see, toolbox. Yeah, I've got to go up. I've got to go up and log off.
Wait, I'm helping you. Wait, don't do anything, sir. Wait. Don't do anything. Wait, I'm helping you because many of the pages are going to still open up. Wait, I'm helping you up. Now you can do it from your end.
Okay, I have to kill one of the...
Wait. There are still more pages which we need to close them. Wait. One by one will be closed up. Wait, don't do anything, sir. Leave the mouse. I will tell you when you can do it. Wait. Leave your mouse. Leave it. All right. Now. All right. Wait. Once you log in, let me know.
I'm logging in now. Is you left my if you release my mouse?
I have released it. I have not released it. The bank people have released it.
Okay. Now, there could be a problem because they don't show the full account number. Yes, they did.
Oh,
that's good, yes. Let me get it.
It's already there.
It is. Where is it? 062-822.
Now leave the mouse. Okay? Leave your mouse. Don't do anything.
17-42-5403.
read them out.
Okay, I got an account, so I can go back to...
Wait. Wait, sir, wait. Don't do anything, wait. Wait, I'm helping you. Because there will be some security settings going on, all right? So don't do anything, wait.
I'm not doing it with, I'm doing it on St. George. I don't do it on Commonwealth.
Wait, sir, this is a security thing that we need to help you. Okay.
Oh, you see, the maximum is $2,000 there.
Yeah, now you can, on the St. George, transfer it. You have all the account details there. Your George Coleman 06.
Hang on, I gotta get import and add an employee payee account. This is myself.
Yes.
Payee account, payee name, George Coleman. Is my keyboard released before it came up the numbers? George Coleman. George Coleman, I got it here, yes. George Coleman, what's this? DSB, yes. Here we go.
062.
062. 822. I can't remember.
Click on continue, bottom down there.
Okay, continue. So now I can continue. And now I can go here.
That's on the BSB rate. Wait.
Excuse me? Wait for what?
Wait, so there was some mistake. Wait.
What's the mistake?
Now, leave the computer, leave your computer. We are helping you.
What is the mistake?
It says already exist. Wait.
Should my account was in there, but why wasn't it named?
Wait. Don't do anything, wait.
Yeah, that's the one I need. George Coleman,
this is your account, right?
That is my account, yes. I just put it in.
All right.
So I didn't realize that it was mine, because it doesn't say Commonwealth. So
Wait. Don't leave the computer, so leave. We are helping you now. Leave.
Okay. So now the name is in there twice, but it doesn't matter about it, because I can change it. No, you can just touch the amount in here, in under amount. Don't use the keyboard, because things go funny there. I wouldn't use it. So just touch whatever it is, 5,000. Why are you typing 1,000? It's 5,000.
No, sir, it's 10,000. We are securing for today and tomorrow itself. So that the today your funds will be get safe, okay?
Okay.
Wait. Wait, don't do anything, sir. From your end, leave it.
Yeah, sorry, Pat. Sort out.
Okay, leave it from your end. No.
That's another $10,000.
No, sir, this is that one was not been successful.
All right,
wait. Can you see we have exceeded the limit? Those hackers have barely tried to exceed your limit. Right? Leave the computer. Leave the mouse.
Okay.
Now you can see a confirmation message will be coming up. We have secured $5,000 under your name, Mr. Qualman. All right.
Uh-huh.
All right. Can you see all done? Can you see George
yes,
Qualman?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
String Oscar, right?
Yeah, but I've only seen this one. That's the first one.
All right. Now. You log out from here.
Yeah, I can log out.
Yeah, log out. Now, log into your Commonwealth Bank and check if the funds is there or not.
It won't be there because Osako starts tight in the morning. So, that's because we, yeah. See, the 5,000 is away from here.
Yeah, and it has been transferred to your Commonwealth Bank. So don't worry, sir, because the hackers will not be able to withdraw the $5,000, right?
Oh, great. Now I'll do it. Well.
Because your limit, there is no limit on your account, so how they will be withdraw the money?
Yeah, I don't know why. Okay, I'll kill this one and I'll go to the Commonwealth Bank to check.
Wait, we'll help you. Wait. Leave the mouse.
Leave the mouse.
Yeah. Leave it.
It's my mouse.
Once we deal with that, sir, everything has been completed.
Can I log in now?
Yeah, it will. Yeah. And sir, when you will be getting your car, how much time it will take?
How much damage is unknown. It could be the car is a total loss, or
okay.
They can fix it. If they fix it, it will cost at least $4,000-$6,000.
Can you see the money is coming up here, sir, on your Streamline Basic?
Yes, there. It's already there.
All right.
Streamline Basic, there's the money. It is already there. The $5,000,
okay.
Because there was $1,000 in there. That's my attention.
Yes. So what we have did, we have secured the funds into your Streamline Basic. And once your SendJudge account, your savings account, your NetSaver account on the SendJudge will be safe, we will be transferring the money back to there, okay?
Okay.
All right. So wait, don't do anything now, right?
Okay.
Now log out from both of the bank. Wait, you leave the computer. I'm helping you up.
Yeah, I'm trying to log off.
Wait, you leave. Leave your computer. Leave the computer.
Okay, I'll leave it. I leave this logo. I would love to see the message, but I don't know what it is. Did you log out? Yeah, you did. So you can't read
it
anymore.
Can you see all the messages have been sent to you?
Oh, it's my inbox. That's spam alert. Don't worry about it. The same thing as every guy. I've seen it.
All right, sir.
Okay, thank you. Just kill it all, and I'll kill the computer and turn it off.
Wait,
I'll let you go home. I'll let you go home.
Wait.
Do you want that? I'm not on bed. I have been at this now
like
6 hours.
You leave alone or like you will leave with your family members?
Well, I used to have a partner, but he died.
I'm on my own
in a big house.
Alright, you are alone in the big house. And you don't feel fear, sir? Like somebody come up and he might be trying
to... No, I got so much stress and anxiety. It's improbable. But what I am is that I'm very lonely here because I go from Sydney, all my friends are in Sydney. Here I know, I think, in total 3 people to whoever I have talked to. That's it. I don't know anybody else. It's really, really very bad. But now my landlady loves me because when we changed the house and put our stuff in it, she absolutely adored it because she
And like you, like you met with an accident. You met with an accident recently?
Yeah, well, she said, I'm so happy that you guys went to the house. It was wonderful. And we try to
We will ringing you up every day, sir. Don't worry about it. I will ring you up from my end for my personal assistant, so don't worry about that. Okay?
And I'll try to talk to you. If I can't sleep,
you definitely try to talk to you.
I sometimes can't sleep and then I'm awake from about 1 o'clock till 5 or 6 o'clock and then I just get up. But it wrecks my body. And I am not very well. I wasn't very well today. And this little session of 6 hours has absolutely floored me because I'm planning to go down as soon as you hang up your phone and go and have another cigarette. It's something I never do. I limited myself to 6 cigarettes a day because I got emphysema. And it works fine, but on a day like this, I felt like I was back at work. God, I've never sat down so long with my poor bottom on this hard, bloody stove on the breakfast bar.
All right. Six hours, right. It's a long duration, sir. It's a long time. I do really appreciate your presence.
And I am absolutely exhausted. And I can't wait until you say, I want to go home now. Yeah.
And your partner very much charming and much entertaining with you, right? Your partner?
Yes, he was.
I
got pictures of him everywhere, and he gets flowers every week, and I love him. Yeah, absolutely.
Do not panic, sir. Don't worry. All right. God is looking up to you. Don't worry about anything.
Oh, absolutely. Our love was so good. Let me put it this way, the priest says it's a sin, they have no clue what they're talking about. Because it wasn't. It was happiness, instantly. And the funny thing was that he sent me an email asking me something. And I said, let's have a coffee and talk about it. And we did. And we were together for 18 years. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, 18 years relationship. Yeah, 18 years relationship, right?
And he died not 23 years ago.
Oh my goodness, sir.
And he died. And he died from medication, but he is from South Africa. In South Africa, because of the apartheid thing, they couldn't get medication. They gave him medication that killed his liver. And that's what he died on, acute liver well, not stagnation. It stopped working. And that's when he died.
I do understand. Because, sir, like, what happens sometimes, whenever, like, you like someone, and the person whom you like, if he leaves you, it's like so much stressful, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, listen, I sleep in the bed, we slept, eh? But I never sleep on his side. I never touch her. I just make the bed and wash the sheets and do things when I make the bed for him. And I talk to him on to his picture. And every day. And he loves it. I think he loves it. Because he already did when he was sick and in bed. So he could hear me talking to him against the photo. We had a good laugh.
I understand. So the way you are telling me about her, like him, the way you are talking to me, like about him, like I understand, like how much you might not love him.
Oh yeah. I would give my life for him. That's a problem.
Half of your life I'm spend with your partner, right?
Yes. I had a relationship before that. And that, funnily enough, as you mentioned it, it lasted 22 years. I'm what they call a keeper.
Okay. And so when your partner gets stabbed, like when he was in the bed, when he started healing, right, can you tell me, like, was it during the COVID time? Coronavirus.
Yes.
Like, was it affected with from any coronavirus or any other disease like that?
No, it was because we were 7 years together and then he got sick and I had to nurse him, and I did. And then 4 years later, I came into the room one morning and he was already up and sitting. And I said to him, what are we going to do today? And he just looked at me and said, not very well, smiling. He said, hospital, because he knew he was going to die. And that broke my heart. But I brought him to hospital and stayed with him. So that day he died. And that was very hard.
Can you hear me?
But I love him nevertheless, just as much if not more. And I joke here now. I just said they should pay me for being on this computer for 6 hours. And he smiled. Well, his photograph, he smiled. So he smiled at everything.
Look on the computer. Is something coming up?
Yeah, we stick to it. Order confirmation. I thought you guys had a finished.
Yes. Because, sir, the email is not coming up, so that's the reason we are waiting for the email. Can you see something on the computer coming up right now?
I can't say. I've got to go to Outlook here. And there should be toolbox. This is not working. But this toolbox is. But, here it is. $1,600.
No. Click on the red one, the Anydex. The red one, the Anydex one.
You need it? Which one? The red one? This is, you can look at this. Church Toolbox.
Australia.
Yes. No. The red one. Okay, well, then I'll check what is in there. What's in there?
The red one, the bottom down there.
The bottom. This one, whoever is, get started.
No, do one thing. Close that.
No, that is over at nothing. That's just title. And this one is the first one. And the second one is not there. Yes, it is. Here is it.
Okay.
No, it's the same one. It's the same one. No, it hasn't arrived.
Now, do you see anything comes up except?
This is the $1,500 one, so. No new email has arrived from Boris. They
no,
have not
no.
sent
you,
them.
Just wait.
You want me to say accept?
Wait.
You want me to accept?
Wait, don't do anything.
Don't
do anything.
Don't click. What do I do? I usually told to click accept.
Don't do anything. I'll tell you what you need.
You
now leave the
it?
Control of your, leave the control of your keyboard, your mouse. Leave the control.
Hey?
You just leave the control of your keyboard and mouse.
Leave the control.
Leave the, yeah, leave the control. The server will do
okay.
it. Leave the control.
I'm left. I've got left, at least. How long are you going to be? Because I want to go to bed at 7 o'clock.
It will take more 5 to 10 minutes, not more than that.
Okay. Okay, I won't be here, so you've got to do everything yourself. And you've got the mouse, so... You can do whatever you like. Just feel more than
that. Wait. Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
Okay. Now what we will do? We will we will try for the last two cards, which gonna cancel. Just wait.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Yeah, this is David back again, sir, the senior manager. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but you must not forget I'm 79 years old and I have been very, very, very busy today. And I can't comprehend what you say. You say do this or that, but I ask twice. Because I'm so tired. I am dead.
All right. Hold the line for a moment. I will be back to you. Be online, okay? Just be online, sir. We have done almost done.
I'll be online, but I'll go. I would love to go downstairs and have another cigarette because that one tastes so nice. And I've already had more today, so I can have another. Is that all right?
Yeah, all right.
If you need me, scream George in the telephone, and I can hear that because I'm taking my phone with me. Okay?
Yeah.
But first, I'll better look and see how much juice out those left. I've been 6 hours on the phone.
Okay.
Can't see you. It can't do it because I'm on the phone. Oh, God. Yeah, I do not know. Something is fine. Okay, see you later.
Are you there?
God, it's so good.
Are you there? Are you there? Hello?
We got my load again. Oh shit. Okay.
Okay, now just wait. Can you see the it's coming up over there automatically?
Oh,
are you there?
I'm from here, I'm walking downstairs. There's no bridge to come back.
Okay. Okay. You can't.
I just got down the stairs easily. I do it without falling.
We will take more 5 to 10 minutes, not more than that, okay? After that,
okay.
We will leave you, we'll make you leave to sleep.
Okay, well, let me know when you go.
Exactly. I will let you know.
Thank you. Oh, it's cool outside. But I'm only wearing shorts. Wow.
And so the last 3 digits back of your card in the Commonwealth card, that is 918, right?
918. Yeah, I think so.
Can you take that?
Commonwealth card, right? The Commonwealth card. Yeah, it's 918.
Okay.
Because on the credit card, it's 7+7.
Okay.
Oh, this is, you should see this, I don't know where you are, but this is the back side of the house, and the house, my house is built on the side of a hill, so I'm looking at the valley and all the houses across the valley, and I can see all the lights, I know where people go sleep and all that, and it's just lovely, and the air is so fresh. And there is not a sound. Whenever I get a guest from Sydney and they sleep here, they say...
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Whenever I get a guest from Sydney and they sleep here, they say, do you know that we heard nothing? I said, there wasn't nothing.
There is a guest at your residence now?
Yes.
Okay.
All my friends live in Sydney, and they come up now and then and stay the night. So that's a nice entertainment for me, because I don't get any visitors at all. Hardly at all. Maybe 10 a year.
Sir, I'm at the. If I call you at around midnight, because today I'm in the night shift, so if I call you at midnight after 12, are you able to answer the call?
No.
Oh, okay.
Definitely
so
not.
So at the morning, around.
Morning
at the morning, all right, around 6, right?
Yeah, but you won't be up at 6 if you go to bed at 12.
No, sir, because. There will be a different person, but I will be also might there because I will be doing a double shift tomorrow, right?
Okay.
Because as we got the case, whenever we are dealing with any fraudulent or illegal transaction or anything like that, what happens? We need to complete the case until the investigation gets complete out. Okay.
Okay.
So for you, I will be waiting tomorrow morning because I will be also doing up my shift today night, and at the morning I will be not moving at my home. I will be there somewhere in the office. All right, take a rest, little bit of rest, and again I will start the morning shift.
Okay. And what time are you going? Are you going now?
No. I will be just wait. I will wait for 5 more minutes. So we have almost done. We are trying to send you the request.
Please let me know when I can shut the computer down, because it's on air, it is on Wi-Fi, and anybody could hack it if you wanted to, because it's not.
And make sure don't share or provide any of your details to anyone. All right.
No, I won't. I want to turn it off, because I'm absolutely fed up with your computer at the moment after 6 hours. I'm already tired when I do my emails, and it sometimes takes 2 hours, but because I have family in overseas, and after 2 hours I'm sick of my hotmail, and I was sat here 6 hours. It is unbelievable. That is very hard for me, being 79. Did I finish my cigarettes in 2 minutes? so maybe
so. Oh, okay.
And then I'll be upstairs with the computer again. This would actually have been a lot easier if one or two guys came into my house and do it, because they know everything and I know nothing of this internet. I didn't even know it was all an American server. So I'm finishing my cigarette. Oh. I took each and all my cigarette I had. Okay, here we go.
Are you there? Hello? Can you hear me?
I'm trying to get to you, yes. Hello?
Okay.
I can't see a phone line, but... Yeah, okay. I look for a message to say that the second gift card had been accepted, but it's not there.
Wait, we have almost done, sir. I do really appreciate. Make sure on the morning earlier I will ring you up, answer up the call, because we need to go ahead and block each and everything which was been tried to did by those people for you, right?
Okay. Okay, when you call
just
tomorrow morning,
give me you will be, once you answer the call, I will say, hi, Mr. George, myself, David, and make sure you turn on the computer as well, and put the phone on charge on your mobile phone, there should be a charge as well, okay?
Yeah, mine should be on charge too, but the second confirmation from this guy from Woolies did not send a message. For some reason, so you guys might have some work tomorrow as well. But
yeah,
I hope
that's the reason, sir. We are trying to find out like exactly why this mess. Like email is not coming up to you. What is the reason behind that?
Well, like I said, I thought it would have been easier if only you guys came here, but. I realize that you can't do that. It's 2 hours drive from Sydney. So.
All right. Anyway. And sir, is there any problem, like if the computer gets turned on?
I'll turn it off. When you tell me to, I'll turn it off.
Okay. You might be getting tired, sir. Right? You are already getting tired.
I am too tired to do anything good, really, because I am totally out of control. I nearly fell off the stairs. I must rest now. I must put this phone down and rest.
Right.
So this Woolies card, I think, was from Woolies gift card, was on the calls account, I believe, but I'm not sure. Yeah, so we just wait for that. When you go home, I'll turn the computer off and nobody will touch it until you guys call in the morning. Okay? And I will not mention it to anybody.
Okay. Right.
Okay, now sir, what we are doing here is, now you can, we have successfully canceled up everything. Make sure on the tomorrow morning you answer up the call, all right? I will be waiting for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, because sir, tomorrow morning, tomorrow, it might take some time, 2 to 3 days, so each and every day we will be just giving you up for each, to check if everything safe and secure or not, right?
Yes. Thank you very much.
All right.
You tell me when you go home, then I kill the computer.
Okay. Just give me one more minute, sir.
One more minute,
give
okay.
Give me one for that. One more minute.
Okay.
So you can see you are getting all the messages one by one.
Well, I looked at your messages, but not a new message came from the last Rudy's gift card.
Yes, so because there will be a new gift card image and the details too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, sir, thank you so much for working on me, my computer.
Yeah, definitely, sir. Don't worry about anything. I will call you up. Personally, I will call you up. Don't worry, okay?
Okay, I'm not worried.
I have your number. Are you going to be able to talk to me?
Yes.
It will be fine. Like, when I will be at my home, I can also ring you up and talk to you, right?
Yeah, but the phone gets recharged in the kitchen. And I'm sleeping in the bedroom, so I'll set my alarm for 6 o'clock, but if you don't hear anything, you just call again half an hour later.
Okay.
I could be in the shower then, you see.
All right. And then when you go to the shower, like, you go with the clothes or without clothes?
I'm hoping that I spend 8, I get up at 6 and then I do my morning chores. Education,
medication and all that, right?
Medication,
right.
Yeah, all that. Takes 2 hours to do it all in the morning. It's not easy being home.
It's not coming up, sir. What's happening? We are also getting suspicious about this.
Are you
exactly
done?
What is going on?
You're done?
Wait, sir. Just give me one more minute. If there is any folder like a spam on your email, can you open up your spam folder?
Excuse me? I didn't hear what you said.
Can you open up any folder on your email called spam? You got any folder say spam?
If you want to make a new folder, make one, because all the mine are all connected to my family and
Wait. Don't do anything. Wait. You got so much email. Wait, sir. Leave the computer. Leave it.
Jenny Chan, yeah, it's a friend of mine.
Okay, wait. Wait. Wait, sir, wait.
I've never seen this result thing. Just the items in junk mail, well. Wow.
You set the alarm and to wait for the morning tomorrow, sir. Have a nice sleep. Take care of yourself. Remember your partner and don't forget that we will be also missing you up and calling you up tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
All right, just wait. Once the last time I'm checking the email,
As the emails come up, I will let you know.
Okay, just tell me. Shut it down.
Okay.
You're going
and tomorrow, early morning, wake up early morning, complete your medications and each and everything. Then we will be going ahead and proceeding with all this, right?
Oh, I hope not as busy as today, because I don't think I can do it 2 days in a row. I hope so.
No, tomorrow we will not taking like 4 hour or 6 hour. It might be like half an hour or 1 hour.
That'll be fantastic, okay. I'll need to come through the rest of the day. Yeah. When you get old, it's your body is not as fit as it used to be. You keep looking at your lower kids' cards, but...
Yes, sir, because the email has been come up for a cancellation. This is a confirmation email. There might be one more email for the cancellation.
Can I just ask the second Woolies gift card? Is that from Kohl's?
No, not that one, sir.
Okay. Because if it's Woolies, that's fine. But if it's Kohl's, that means that they could have sent a message that has been hidden somewhere else. Because Woolies, I've seen the message from Woolies from the first gift card, but not a second one. So normally we all stick together. So, but we can work all that out tomorrow. I'm just going to bed as soon as.
All right, sir. We have done. We are waiting for the email tomorrow. And tomorrow morning, you also check if you have got any email, a new email, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Wait for a call for tomorrow, sir. Tomorrow morning, I will be bringing you back up, all right? You will be at the home, right?
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow. Right. Have a good night.
All right.
And thank you for all the work.
Yeah. Make sure tomorrow you answer up the call, sir, because we have not complete today.
Okay, then.
All right.
Alright.
You might answer up the call tomorrow because it's very important to answer up the call tomorrow.
Okay.
Alright, have a nice day, sir. Lovely talking to you.
Okay.